With SRN News, I'm Mitch Thomason. Three men charged with plotting the 9/11 terror attacks would be spared a death sentence under a plea deal announced by the Pentagon. The three, including ringleader Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, expected to plead guilty next week, according to the Defense Department. Ukrainian military pilots will soon be flying advanced F-16 fighter jets in the war with Russia. NATO making its first delivery of the planes to Ukraine.
It's not yet known exactly how many F-16s have been delivered, but until now, Kyiv has had to punch above its weight with a small fleet of Soviet-era planes to combat Russia's invasion. These powerful fighter jets will be a welcome addition too, as they're equipped with a cannon and can carry bombs, rockets and missiles. An unnamed US official has also confirmed the delivery had been completed. F-16s mark another step change in Western support, but it's acknowledged they won't solve all of Ukraine's battlefield problems.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. Also at SRNnews.com, at times it was a contentious face-to-face, former President Trump's appearance yesterday, the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention in Chicago.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you believe
think,
that
I think
she is
somebody a- should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Mr. Trump cross-examined by a panel of three journalists. The former president asked if he believes that Vice President Harris was a DEI hire by President Biden, who did vow to name a black woman as his running mate. Mr. Trump's response, I really don't know. Could be. Last evening, Mr. Trump returned to Pennsylvania for the first time since last month's attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. The former president holding a rally in the state capital, Harrisburg. Mr. Trump labeling Vice President Harris extreme. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 32 points, NASDAQ futures up 31. This is SRN News. Donald Trump is trying to explain a comment he made about Christians and voting.
Trump raised some eyebrows at a recent conservative event when he told Christians that they won't have to vote anymore after he's elected. He went on to say, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. Interviewed on Fox News this week, Trump claimed that if he's reelected, the country will be fixed after 4 years, and that it would be okay if Christians didn't want to vote anymore because, he said, we will have so much love. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Open Doors USA says China refuses to treat North Korean refugees under the Human Rights Declaration. Instead, Chinese authorities consider the refugees illegal immigrants who can be repatriated. The ministry says Christians and people who have been in touch with churches, pastors, or missionaries are among those refugees. And it says those who are sent back to North Korea face more severe punishment. This is SRN News. All eyes are on Israel in connection with recent high-profile killings. We get the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The Middle East is reeling following Israel's lightning strikes that eliminated two of the region's most notorious terrorist leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, one-third of Hamas's leadership, and Fuad Shukr, senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Shukr carries a $5 million United States bounty for his lead role in the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, in which more than 230 Americans perished. Master terrorist and Iranian proxy Shukr reportedly masterminded the massacre of 12 Druze children playing soccer in Majdal Shams. Haniyeh was often criticized for luxuriating in elegant Mideast locations while his people suffered in Gaza. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.